are looking for a way to put your skills to work.
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currencia, Sand Hills Global Company. They have full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today. Carson Schott is
Tell us about the messages.
I got a text today at 6:35.
How about the singular text?
I thought he would text.
I didn't hear from Carson.
Yeah, I didn't get the text.
I'm surprised.
Carson, that's interesting. Yeah.
This is from Carson at 6:35. I'm leaving tomorrow. Wife gave me the green light. Taking the daughters. I'm not missing this Nebraska in the Women's College World Series. He's driving to OKC tomorrow to watch
tickets
softball.
For sure. Like, you just get tickets no matter what, or is it just because he's Carson?
It's Carson.
He'll find a way.
Stop.
Yeah.
What kind of question is that?
He works for Sandhills Global. Okay, he runs Currency. Yeah. He's just
he works with the piece.
Imagine driving down there with just a. It's what he's shocked about right now is that he's driving down. That's what shocks
him. He flew down twice.
He flew twice.
Oh, to Houston and OKC.
Yeah, someone driving him. Is that what's going on?
There's a driver. There's no way Carson couldn't even drive his own car. He has a driver.
Driving you speak
imagine
of.
Having to every day getting picked up by a driver.
No. I can't imagine.
I couldn't imagine.
I wouldn't even want it.
I wouldn't either. If someone said, hey, listen, we'll have a driver pick you up. I'd be like, no, I don't want nothing to do with that. If there's someone sitting outside my house every morning.
I'd feel so weird.
It'd be so weird.
Anyway, Carson's being driven down there with his daughters.
Yes, apparently so.
He's a driver.
And tickets aren't an issue.
No.
Apparently not when you're Carson Schott.
He'll have a wad of cash in his hand. Oh, it'll be incredible. I just hope he has that big. I think the vibe will be different from what we saw him when we saw him across the court.
Jeez.
Because that vibe was unbelievable. I think it'll be a good vibe, but I don't feel it'll be that type of a vibe.
Oh, he's sitting next to Sean P.
Yes.
Yeah, we got stuff going on.
Breaking
stuff
news off almost.
Next door. Yeah. We've got progress on the Ribbon Chop House across the street, looks like.
We thought was never happening.
There's tape outside.
There's tape.
Well, it's a major project going on.
Work is happening.
Yeah.
The steakhouse could be happening soon.
Yeah.
Ribbon Chop House. GoCurrency.com/careers. It is time for Bill's Thrills on a Friday. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Is it going to be bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
The king of remodels for your kitchen, bathroom, whole house, and more. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204 at Dinert Contracting.
Randy, rain. Rain does not affect him. Just make sure people know that. Lightning does.
Yeah.
Rain does not. Know the difference. Sometimes people shut it down with rain, and there's no danger here in doing this. But then, no, lightning, yeah, we're with you on that. But Randy studies it. He has one of those little meters with lightning, so he knows if it's in the area.
They make those?
Yeah, oh, yeah, you can have a little meter that just says, it's kind of what you'll see on a softball field or baseball field. They walk out there and go, nope, there's lightning 6 miles away, so we're out.
Butch Hug had one.
Butch Hug carried one. He had it around his neck every time I saw him. Never saw him without it. It was amazing. I just asked him, Bush, what's the lightning situation right now? It's just nothing right now for probably 3 days. And he just let me. He had that kind of a printout.
Butch Hug.
Yes, Butch would do that for
Worked
us.
For Nebraska events. Yeah.
Ran basically. Events.
Yeah.
Very, very incredible human being.
He was, by the way. Is. He's still alive.
So it's just kind of a Freaky Friday?
Yeah, it's Freaky Friday, Bill.
No doubt, football copy the manager timeout. No doubt, football copy the manager timeout. I want timeouts in football to at least have one, maybe per game, like maybe all of them this way, to do it like they do in baseball. Whoop, timeout, and you walk out on the field. I want to see it. Listen, the manager, when he heads to home base, I want timeout, and I want to see Rule. I want to see DeBoer, whoever, walks out on the field, and then everyone talks into their helmet like they talk into their gloves. Yeah. Everyone talks into their helmet, and they have a few conversations. There's a couple of these scratching arounds, and like that. Timeout, and just one guy has to walk out. That would be unbelievable. Because the timeouts in football, it's mayhem on the sideline.
Oh,
There's 100 people. People are milling around. Some people aren't even paying attention. I want the manager timeout brought to football.
Or could like the quarterback's coach be the equivalent of the pitching coach?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Time out. And just walk out.
So you'd have like Glenn Thomas go out there and talk to Calandria.
Exactly. During the game.
Settle down.
Settle down. Here's exactly. And you know, and so also that if you know.
Take a little off that.
You know if the head coach comes out that the quarterback's getting pulled. So you know that he's getting pulled. Just walk out like
that. You know, like, that's it for Calandria.
Yeah, different. Also, he does this one right here. Right there. And all,
here comes Lateef.
All of a sudden, Lateef.
They're both right-handed.
They're both warmed up. That would, and they should have the backup quarterbacks. They should be like in have a little bullpen area.
A little bullpen.
That place they could throw the ball.
Why don't they have a bullpen?
Get them loosened up a
little
bit.
Hold on, Bill. You're a genius.
A quarterback bullpen.
Why don't they have a bullpen in football?
Just have them loosened up right there, catching some balls. That'd be great. Imagine all of a sudden then the music when they come out and they open the gate and then here comes the quarterback out after they got pulled.
And the
other quarterback has to leave with his head down. Or if he played well, they clap it. They gave him a good game for three quarters. They clap it up.
Every stadium has to construct a bullpen.
A bullpen.
Not elaborate. Just have some fencing.
Fencing,
probably.
Place for him to throw a little bit. Bring him out. Yeah. I want the manager timeout. And like you said, well, hold it.
That's just
rules coming out. There's going to be a change.
Making a change.
Making a change.
Holy crap. They're pinching Calandria.
How'd you guys know?
Well, look who's coming out of the field.
It wouldn't even be like a timeout. Like an exchange, like a new possession, new quarterback jumps up. Nope. Just mid-series.
Do we have to limit it to one visit? That's the question.
I don't know. I'm
maybe
okay
not.
Maybe
I mean,
not. Just make this
one
the way
and a half. How about one and a half?
I just like to have one guy.
I like
plus,
one and a half.
It would help you a lot to talk to your team out there.
Yeah.
Because it's hard on the sidelines. There's just people standing around and. It's a lot. So
this
like,
is an interesting conversation. Now, I would be more in favor of just the quarterback you can talk to, like the pitcher.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Although, you're...
The other guys walk in.
Yeah, kind of, that's the thing. They do on baseball,
Imagine this, then kind of give Calandria this one. as they jog back out to line up a wide receiver.
Give him a pat.
You're all right, buddy. You're all right.
Support. One and a half.
Yeah.
One and a half.
Yes. Anything from the text
response here?
Great,
someone says, or like basketball with the chairs and a whiteboard with only the players on the field.
No, I like this one better.
Okay, Bill says, that is Big Beast says, Bill, that's hilarious. I would really love to see that happen. Please, God, make this happen.
Make it happen. Coaches would like it.
I think they would.
Bill Buckner fan says, could they bring back the bullpen cart as well?
Yeah, that would be sweet. Drive him in. Drive him in.
Here comes Lateef in from the pen.
On a golf cart.
He can't walk to the sideline.
Quarterback and shrug that off. No, I'm not going.
I'm good. It's only 30 yards.
Yeah, I can handle
30
yards.
I don't need golf cart pulls out. Oh, how about this one? The same thing on defense. All of a sudden, like that, some corner gives up two balls. All of a sudden, the timeout, D coordinator comes out and is waving another corner.
While they're waiting, they play that funny music.
Ding, 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 ding. An organ. All of a sudden, we have an organ. And you can see the organist. I want to see the organist.
On the video screen.
In the North Stadium.
Incorporate some baseball into football. Some things.
Dan says, during the quarterback change, that rule asked Calandria for the ball. Rubs it. Hands to Lateef also. Rubs the ball. Hands to Lateef.
Give me the ball. Asking for the ball.
He would have to.
That's the best ball, please.
Get ball, please.
Justin Evans has the ball.
Justin, pass the ball over.
Rubs it up.
Oh. And then he gets a couple practice throws. Yeah. He gets a couple practice throws.
I got it, ref. I got this.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, my God. That would be so funny.
Thunders. Hey, guys. Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit HIMS.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's HIMS.com/earlybreak. HIMS.com/earlybreak. Weight loss by HIMS is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions, visit HIMS.com. You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
Does the university still have the football helmet golf cart?
Yeah.
They used to have one?
I don't know. They might. That would
bring
could
it
be
back.
You. That could be used. I like the ball pen
asking
idea
for the
a lot.
Ball. I like the ball pen. Give it to the team.
No, that's just Clint Thomas. He's all right.
He's not getting pulled.
No,
he's not getting pulled. He's just trying to settle him down a little bit. Then all of a sudden, rules coming out.
Damn.
Here we go.
We have a major story.
Someone says, imagine if it was like line changes like hockey was. Just epic, just craziness.
Yeah.
That would not go well. No. I love that.
Oh, God.
I love the baseball element, though, Bill.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And a bullpen's a great idea.
It was bring in the crafty left-hander. Yep.
They brought him in just to throw one play. Sometimes they bring a pitcher in to throw to one guy.
He's out.
Yeah, bring him in.
Bill, the headline one more time, please, on this epic freaking
No
Friday.
Doubt. Football copy, the manager timeout.
Yes, one and a half. One and a half.
Here comes Rule.
Trotting out.
Calangelo, oh my God.
Rule's trotting out there.
I'm getting pulled mid-game. That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by our
thank
friend.
Thank you for that.
Steinert. Contracting. It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. We had no show Monday for Memorial Day. We did not do a game show yesterday at Cedars. So right now you're 1-1 on the week.
It says 0-1.
I think you won on Wednesday. I think you won on Wednesday. Pretty sure you did.
Okay, we got to get that figured out.
So today's topic is we have a birthday on Sunday. It is big because this person is very old. Clint Eastwood turns 96 years old Sunday.
Okay.
So today, we'll do some Clint Eastwood movies.
Okay.
464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now. Oh, maybe now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the dick down, Sip and Bill. In trivia, today's topic on Film Friday is Clint Eastwood movies as he turns 96 years old on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. I'll blank on them, but I know a ton. I mean, I can describe the movie. I can have,
I won't be very good.
You don't feel good about this.
I'll know some.
Because me and Bill are similar in that I can't never, this.
I just don't recall it.
I don't recall the names of movies.
Well, don't give up yet. We'll play
the
game. Okay, we have Dylan. How do you feel about Clint Eastwood movies today, Dylan?
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Oh, I know a couple. I'd feel lukewarm.
Okay. Dylan, where are you calling from?
I am in Southwest Lincoln right now.
Southwest Lincoln. Okay. Do you have any passion at all about the Pender celebration and the Pender Carnival?
It sounds like a very good time, but I unfortunately would not be able to make it.
Okay. Keep us posted if your plans change. Can you please text someone today to build a breaker?
I can do that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dylan.
We're trying to get more.
Southwest Lincoln. So we have a Lincoln listener. Yeah. That's good.
Pointed for you.
Yeah.
You were Southwest.
He was very confused. He was trying to have the pistols fired. He couldn't figure it out. Yeah. Let's help him out.
Jake pointed to the area.
The
pistons. Pistons firing, not pistols. Pistons. My bad. All right, Dylan, pistols first question to you. Bill, lifeline for Sip for one question, as the Pistons are not firing for me either, apparently. Okay, Dylan, in what 2004 movie did Clint Eastwood play the role of a hardened boxing trainer who helps a determined woman to become a professional?
Got it.
Oh, I got this one, too. That's Million Dollar Baby, right?
Yeah. That's crazy. Correct.
That was just on. You used that same movie just recently.
Who's that? Who's
boxing?
That, who's the woman actor?
Swank.
She's from Belmont.
Yeah.
She's from the Belmont
Hillary
area.
Hillary Swank is?
Yeah, she lived in the Belmont area for a while. For sure, Hillary Swank. Well-known fact. Hillary Swank.
So you know Hillary Swank and Tonya Harding.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know Hillary Swank. I met Tonya Harding in the Belmont area at that gas station.
1-0 lead for Dylan. Sip first question. Bills in play. In what 2008 movie does Clint Eastwood play disgruntled Korean War veteran Walt Kowalski, who is set out to reform his Hmong teenage neighbor who tried to steal his prize?
I got it. Okay, thank you. I 100% have this. It's a really good movie.
It's a great movie.
It's a sweet car. It's green with a black stripe.
Yes.
It's well kept. Gran Torino.
You lost the difference. Yeah.
Brilliant. That was a movie.
Pretty good.
That
movie.
Was a good movie.
Yeah, pretty good movie.
If you haven't seen that one, you
it's
want
very
to see that one.
That one.
But in a good way, though.
Yes. 1-1 tie. For the lead.
It's very cranky.
Dylan, last question. In what 1992 movie does Clint Eastwood play retired Old West gunslinger Bill Money, who takes one last job with the help of his old partner and a young man, the Schofield Kid? This movie also features Morgan Freeman and Gene Hackman.
Is it called Unforgiven?
Yes, it is. Unforgiven.
Brilliant. This guy's Dylan. Eastwood's nephew. Yes.
Good job, Dylan.
Thank you.
This is for the tie. Bill is in play.
Okay,
here.
Let's lock in. This is for the tie to get us to overtime.
That is right. Yes. To force overtime. Last question. In what 1993 movie does Clint Eastwood play a Secret Service agent who couldn't save JFK, but is determined to not let a clever assassin take out the next president? 93, he plays a Secret Service agent who could not save JFK, but is determined to not let a clever assassin take out the next president.
I have no idea.
A Perfect World. That's a movie.
That movie would be called In the Line of Fire.
Never heard of
Never even heard of it.
No, that's why I wasn't.
How did you not have Dirty Harry as one of the movies? Yeah.
Have you ever seen
a lot of movies?
Have you ever seen A Perfect World?
No.
Really good, really good Eastwood movie.
I have not seen that. I have.
It wasn't even Eastwood.
He
wasn't.
I saw The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, though.
Yeah.
It was Costner and Eastwood in the same movie.
Good cast.
Yeah.
Dylan, congrats. You win Bengals. Thanks for calling and calling down the road.
Awesome. Hey, thanks, guys. And shut up, Sipple.
Nice. Thank you, Dylan.
Well done.
Thanks, Dylan.
Wow, Dylan. Dylan. Got from Southwest Lincoln.
He's going to build a breaker.
And where's that at, Jake?
That way.
Right there. Now we know.
Over here. Just making sure you know. Tiebreaker. Clint Eastwood's highest rated movie, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, is how long in film length? Hours and minutes, please, Bill.
Okay, you write a number down.
1 hour, 56 minutes.
Okay. Good, Bad, and Ugly. I'd say it has to be over that.
2 hours and 58 minutes.
God.
Oh,
too long.
That's too much.
But you know what? It's the number 9 movie of all time on IMDb with an 8.8 rating.
Think about how they do movies on TV now. Like, if they showed that on TBS, it'd be 6 hours.
6 hours. It would be.
The commercial.
It would be.
It would be 6 hours. That might be 7 hours.
It'd be on all day long.
It's a marathon of one movie. Not several times. One time.
When they loop A Christmas Story on Christmas Day, why is it still on? Well, because there's a commercial every 10 minutes.
That's exactly right. And they're long.
Yeah.
It's like 8 commercials. Yes. Makes the world go round. Dylan, good job.
Yeah, nice job. 1-2 week for you guys. Short week, though. Odd week. Memorial Day. No show yesterday.
We will have 5 shows next week.
Oh, we will. 5 shows next week, yes. So, congrats to Dylan.
You guys will have, I'll be 4 of them.
You'll be here. Likely 5 shows next week.
5 shows next week, and we'll have Radio Tradio at this.
Yes.
At 7:30.
Yes, we will next week.
If Greg approves.
Greg's got to be here. He's got to run it for us.
He's bringing biscuits and gravy. That's why I don't want you to anger him. He's making, like, hot gravy and biscuits.
Imagine cold gravy. I couldn't imagine. Excuse me, I'll have some biscuits and cold gravy.
But he's going to bring his contraption and a table and everything. It's going to be fun.
He has
two big whiteboards.
Uh-oh, rules coming out.
No way.
Hour three is next. An early break.
Time out.